This is Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair stepping back in at 20 minutes before 8 on this rather chilly, but certainly more pleasant Thursday morning than we've had in some time. I am now joined by the program director of the Michigan Theater, Amanda Bynum, for this week's installment of Cinema Chat. Russ Collins, my standard co-host, he's a little under the weather today, huh?
He is. Poor guy. This always happens to him when he comes back from Sundance. He is running around so hard planning our conference that takes place before the festival and then at the festival that he comes back and he always gets sick. So, Russ, I'm sure you're listening. We hope you feel better soon.
Absolutely. And we'll look forward to Russ Collins paying a visit next Thursday. But he wasn't the only one out in Sundance. You were there as well. And
that's
running
true.
Around crazy trying to see as many movies as possible.
Yep.
Did you come away with any favorites?
I sure did. This year, I only managed to see 26 films while I was
only.
There.
Only? How many days were you there?
Seven.
Seven? That's a lot yep. of that's a lot of movies.
I
mean, movies become work at that point.
I usually surpass 30. But I had a breakfast meeting. I did some other things. I saw a friend while I was there. So I missed out on three or four.
Nobody around
no,
you feel sorry
nobody,
for you.
Nobody cares. I wound up seeing, there were three movies that I really, really loved. Two features and a documentary. The documentary that I really, really thought was great is called Ivory Tower, and it's a film about the student loan crisis and colleges and universities as businesses, and in striving to become bigger and better, they accumulate a lot of debt. And
certainly hits at the heart of our community, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Well, there is a there was one fleeting shot of U of M Stadium full of people as they talk about being, competing to be perceived as the biggest means that you're the best. And, there's a great segment in the film about the Cooper Union in New York, which has historically had no tuition for all of its 1,600 students. And they built this giant building. I think it cost them about $112 million. And in order to offset some of the debt they incurred, they started the process of charging tuition for the first time in something like 150 years. Well, they'd never charged tuition, so it would have been the first time ever. Some students ended up occupying the president of the university's office, and they are, I believe, it's this year's incoming freshmen, the freshmen of 2014 had to pay tuition this year.
It's going to be an extraordinary adventure to watch how the funding of higher education goes into the future. But this is a movie you're going to try and bring here,
oh,
I would imagine.
Absolutely. I think that this community would love this movie. It's maddening, don't get me wrong, but it's really, really good.
Yeah, and I'm curious as to how many students actually live well below the poverty line. I mean, you could actually consider them.
There was a girl that they featured in the film who had accumulated $140,000 in student loan debt, and she can't get a job. And she's applying at coffee shops and gas stations.
And
so she's not
not an uncommon story.
Right. She's not uppity saying, oh, I can't get a job. And she's not. I mean, she's really trying, and she can't do it. There's so many people trying to join the workforce, and college not being I can't think of the word I want. It's not, you're not necessarily going to get a job even though you go to college, which is
my
different.
Parents' generation,
right.
You had a guaranteed
yep.
secure future.
Mm-hmm.
My generation depended on what you wanted to do, and my mm-hmm. kids' generation, there's no certainty whatsoever.
Right. So it was Ivory Tower. It was a wonderful film. If it doesn't come our way through our regular calendar, I'll definitely be trying to bring that for our Cinetopia Film Festival.
Well, you said you had two other favorites.
Yep. So Calvary was it's an Irish dramedy. It's more of a drama than a comedy for sure. It's directed by John Michael McDonough and stars Brendan Gleeson, and they were the team behind The Guard, which was my favorite movie from 3 years ago. I went into it wanting to love it, and it did not disappoint. It is very different from The Guard. The Guard is really, really funny. This is a story of an Irish priest in a seaside town in Ireland who is told in the confessional that he is going to be killed at the end of the week. So by somebody on the other side of the confessional. And so he has
What an interesting after-movie conversation to have. What would you do if you knew you were going to die on Friday?
And it was all those, what's he going to do? His daughter comes to visit. He's trying to get his life in order and, get his affairs in order. And it ends perfectly. I don't want to say
I love when
it,
you get a movie that creates that kind of conversation and that kind
so
of
So good. Yeah. And the movie, just the audience was just sitting there in stunned silence at the end of the film.
And what was the last favorite?
The Raid 2. It is
The Raid 2. Oh, I didn't see The Raid 1.
You've got to see it. It's an Indonesian action film, and the hand-to-hand combat is just spectacular. And in the first one, this one solo good cop takes on a whole bunch of bad guys. Well, in this
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon kind of stuff?
No, it's actual hand-to-hand combat. These guys in the film are kind of the top of their game fighters. And it was just awesome.
Like you and me.
Exactly. We were the stunt doubles, actually. Yeah. It's an awesome film. So The Raid 2 picks up where The Raid left off. Same good cop fighting a whole bunch of different bad people.
We'll certainly look forward to that. But with the Sundance Film Festival closed, Sundance can now move to Ann Arbor.
Well, how about that? So another one of my favorite films is actually the film that we have coming for Sundance Film Festival USA tonight, Infinitely Polar Bear. And it was Russ's favorite film from the festival. So Infinitely Polar Bear is written and directed by Maya Forbes, and she will be attending our Sundance Film Festival USA screening tonight with the film. Along with one of the producers who also appears in the film, Wally Wolodarski. He's Maya's husband, so they're a package deal coming to the screening. Infinitely Polar Bear is about...
Are there tickets left? Because I know this was selling well in advance.
There are tickets left. Not a lot, but definitely if you wanted to go through Ticketmaster to get them in advance, or you can definitely get them at the door later this evening. We'll open the box office at 6:30.
Well, that's going to be a fun time. Yeah. Now, if I want to hit the Cinemaplex this weekend, anything I'm going to see?
Well, let's see. Opening downtown this weekend is Labor Day, which looks fantastic. It's this Kate Winslet and Josh Brolin star, a 13-year-old kid and his mother pick up somebody who at a grocery store who appears to really be in need of some help. And later they take him into their home, and later it's revealed that he's an escaped convict. And it's Labor Day weekend. It's, you know, they're shopping back to school, and it's a weekend that's going to change their lives. Kate Winslet was nominated for a Golden Globe for Best Actress in a Drama. I think the film looks outstanding, so head on out to your local multiplex for that one.
And additionally, if I want to become a better movie viewer, if I want to have a better understanding of what's going on when I go to the movies, there's an opportunity for me and everyone here in the community to enhance our education.
That's right. The Michigan Theater is launching our Movies 101 program. We had our Movies 101 a film education for adults. We did the program a couple years ago with Russ, and Professor Henry Aldridge,
from Eastern Michigan
EMU
University,
professor,
right.
Indeed, is going to be teaching the class this time around. There's a language, there's a grammar of film that Russ really made it clear to me when he said it's like the language of music. There are rules, and there's a reason sometimes why you feel the way you do when you hear something. And film is very, very similar to that. And it's a truly American art form. And sometimes you don't know why. Why did the director frame that shot? Why did you feel that swell of emotion when you heard that swell of music? And that's what this class is going to do. It's going to give you a little bit of the grammar of film, which can only enhance your film-going experience.
Or will I end up paying too much attention to why that music is working and take away from my film experience?
I don't think so. I mean, you can appreciate music without knowing how to read key signatures or time signatures, so you can certainly still just appreciate a movie for what it is.
I love that Russ is willing to dumb down his conversation just to spend some time with me on a weekly basis.
No, come on.
Yes, yes, absolutely, absolutely. I can see his eyes glaze over as I try to opine on something completely insignificant.
But you're just a guy watching some movies.
Just a dude.
You're just a dude watching some movies. So Movies 101 is starting at the Michigan Theater at the very end of February, and you can actually just call me, Amanda Bynum, to register for the class.
That sounds wonderful. What about Alfred Hitchcock?
Hitchcock series kicks off this weekend, too. We have a super extended series. It's bigger than most of the things we ever do, and we're showing 33 of Hitchcock's films from February to May, every Sunday and Tuesday.
33? I guess I didn't know he had that many.
Oh, sure, and there's some we're not showing.
That's amazing.
Just couldn't make them fit. So we're starting off the series with Murder, which is a... is that right? No, I'm sorry. We're starting off the series with The Pleasure Garden, which is a silent film, and that's playing this Sunday. It's Hitchcock's directorial debut. Not seen a lot, so that's one to definitely check out. And then Murder is playing on Tuesday the 4th. That's Hitchcock's third all-talkie film.
It is a Hitchcockian month.
It sure is.
Thank you so much, Amanda Bynum. I do appreciate it. Welcome back from Sundance, and we'll look forward to Russ Collins visiting next week. Hopefully he's feeling better, but certainly we thank you for your time today. That is Amanda Bynum, Program Director of the Michigan Theater in Ann Arbor. You've been listening to Cinema Chat, an exclusive presentation of the News Department at 89.1 WEMU.